Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And as you know, we bring the very best products and technologies forward that we know of that really, truly help. They really do, because we use them all ourselves.
Hey, I want to remind you, you know our folks at Plus CBD Oil, that's pluscbdoil.com. They've been offering some great deals on all of their products. I believe I made a mistake, and here's a correction. When you go to their site, you can get some discounts by putting Be Well in capital letters. That's Be Well in capital letters, all
checkout.
One word, at checkout. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're in the shopping cart, remember Be Well, and go for those discounts because they're really worth it. In these times, you want to keep your systems calm.
And, you know, we've talked about the Focused Life Force Energy Program for over a year here. We have the program in our home, on our land, on our phones. It works for people, animals, and they did an experiment with spinach plants and found out that it really creates higher germination and growth rates. And we already know this because of our gardens and our flowers. People come up and go, my gosh, what are you doing? Your yard is so lush and everything's really growing big. And, you know, this is what we do. We have the Focus Life Force Energy Program on it.
I know. We got a report that we have the broccoli that's going to eat Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And it's so big. But, you know, we look at these things. We see them happening. But it's great to have actual experimentation.
Yes.
That proves it. So remember, go to flfe.net/conscious talk and try their 15-day free trial. Hey, you can imagine the in-person talks at the Life of Learning Foundation, which is Guy Finley's foundation. They've been on hiatus since March, but Guy's still offering free classes twice a week through GoToWebinar. So here's what you do. Go to guyfinley.org/online. Check out all of those classes. You know, we miss being in person so much, and we will be talking to Guy in the fall. But in the meantime, he's an amazing spiritual healer.
And teacher.
And teacher, yeah. So check it out.
And also check out our website at ConsciousTalk.net, and be sure to tune in, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so in the world of spirituality, we have found that there are many things to learn from while designing your life. And how about going blind at the age of 19? We'll have a chat to the distinguished Sanford Greenberg, author of Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. His life and book are all about how daring to dream and unyielding friendships turned his blindness into an extraordinary vision of life. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Sanford D. Greenberg. Now, he's the author of Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, which you may recognize that phrase. It's, you know, part of a famous song of our generation. But it's a book about how daring dreams and unyielding friendship turned one man's blindness into an extraordinary vision for life. Now, Sanford, and we will call him Sandy, if that's okay. He's the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Johns Hopkins University's Wilmer Eye Institute, which is the largest clinical and research enterprise in ophthalmology in the United States. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as a trustee emeritus of the Johns Hopkins University and Johns Hopkins Medicine, which incorporates the School of Medicine and the hospital. I could go on for pages of his relationships with leaders of the country, you know, organizations you'll all recognize. But the fact is he has quite a human story, which, you know, is very inspiring to us in particular. We love how someone can rise above circumstances and make a huge difference in the world.
And also understanding that, as we have said on the show over and over, everything is for us. Everything. No matter what the circumstances, it is for our highest good, even though in the darkest of times we cannot see the light of that. But we're going to talk to this incredible person right now. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, Sandy, I guess we should give a little background, because you didn't start out in life under the, you know, the easiest of circumstances, which led up to your, you know, being blind at the age of 19. But give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, in a poor section city. And while the house that we lived in was flimsy, I had, counterbalancing that, four sturdy pillars that I'd like to describe that sustained me during these lean years. First was my father, Albert, who escaped from Nazi Germany in 1939, penniless. He came over and became a tailor, and I must say, a good one, too. One day, he suspended a stick of gum over my head, and while dropping it, he said it had come from heaven. Such sweet times vanished all too soon. He died when I was five, and his death devastated me. He left my mother, Sarah, with $54 and three children under the age of five to raise. My mother went to seek assistance at a social service agency, and they said they would be happy to provide it so long as she separated her three children into three separate orphanages. That would never happen. Mother, she was not much taken to laughing. So when she did, it was particularly pleasing to us. She was reserved and quiet, thoughtful and deliberate. And as the Israelis say, a sabra, tough on the outside, sweet on the inside. She had the skin to deal with grimness, which unfortunately followed her throughout life. Some years later, she married my father, Carl, who was a junk dealer. One day, a disgruntled employee hurled a brick at him, hitting him in the eye, requiring a prosthetic. Carl was stronger and more powerful than I was. He was able to take on projects that were simply astonishing to me. He, despite his working with only one eye, was able to provide a very decent living for my mother and my siblings. Carl was made of iron because he had to be. In Poland, my grandmother Pauline, at age 8, was babysitting when a broken spring from a cradle burst into her eye. Also, like my father, Carl, requiring a prosthetic. Hmm. I look back from the vantage point of half a century and more, and I realize what an obscene irony this is.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandmother, it was almost too much to be with her because you felt you weren't worthy of it. Mm. When she hugged you, you felt anointed. When you left, you felt stronger and more powerful. Her death took something sacred from me, but left behind something sacred too.
Yeah. Mm.
And because of these four people, I was able to derive enough confidence in myself to live the life I've led.
Mm. And I would like to say, Sanford, from your book and just listening to this, courage. It took a lot of courage for you. First of all, what you glean from those four beautiful souls is astonishing and amazing and quite, I think, heavenly. And it took a lot of wisdom and courage for you to glean that and to do what you've done in your life. And that was one of the reasons we wanted to have you on our show, is you're an amazing inspiration to millions of people, and particularly during this timing of COVID-19. We need inspiration. We need leaders and people like you that stand up and you just move forward regardless of the circumstances.
Yeah, and Sandy, you obviously, have such an accomplished life. I mean, the foreword to this book was written by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mm-hmm. There's a final word by Margaret Atwood, but also an introduction of your longtime friend from college, Art Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. And, so many of us obviously know those names and feel the weight of their friendship with you. So this really, I mean, to me, what was so important, aside from the fact that you were so accomplished and that you just kept at your various studies and things and, you know, rose to such a height while being blind, I have to remind everybody. But what I came away from was something that we've talked about so much on this show over the almost 20 years we've been doing it, is that in the final, what's important are those relationships and understanding who you are no matter what your circumstances. That we've all often that question of what's the purpose of life? Well, the purpose is understanding who you are. To a great extent. And I got so much of this from the book and your growth through it. So when we come back from this ad break, we're going to continue our discussion about Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend. It's by Sanford D. Greenberg. We're going to find out more about his life and how he feels about it. We know we started out with some incredibly difficult circumstances growing up, but incredibly strong relationships. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, we're so glad to have you on board. And, you know, talking to some individuals, as we have over the years, that have shown us the way to make a real difference in their own lives and the lives of others. That's what this show has been all about. And we've explored a lot of things, and we don't often do books, memoirs, or, you know, those kind of life stories, except where they are such an example of how you can rise from adversity and really find yourself, and the world benefits as a result, because that's always been one of our themes.
So, Sandy, let's talk about what it was like for you to suddenly be blind at the age of 19. Did they know what caused the blindness, and how did you respond to that?
It was caused by glaucoma, and it was misdiagnosed. The doctor, the ophthalmologist, continued to give me steroids, topical steroids, beginning in September, and I slowly lost my vision until I went blind, finally, in, I would say, the December-January area. And that's part of it. It was obviously very troubling. Mm-hmm. I was in my junior year at Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And had to take off, and we found this Dr. Saul Sugar in Detroit, who was a leading glaucoma expert. And my mother went to see him with me. And after examining me, he looked straight ahead, not necessarily talking to my mother or to me, and said, "Well, son, you're going to be blind tomorrow."
Mm.
To me, it was tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He was the highest court of appeal for me. I could go no further.
Mm-hmm.
He then said, "Because your situation is so precarious, I'm going to have to operate on both eyes instead of one as I normally do. Surgery will be scheduled tomorrow."
Wow.
And in that one meeting, everything I had worked for those previous 19 years, was in ruins.
Mm.
And the events that took place after my surgery the following day, I woke up and had metal pads in my eyes.
Mm.
I tried to take them off, but couldn't. And then finally, the nurse came in when I started screaming because there was something in the wounds of my eye that irritated it. And then, for the first time, my mother, who was sitting at the edge of her bed, looked at her son's eyes that were cut open. And while someone might think that my concern would be about my new condition, it turned out not to be so.
Mm.
I could not believe the amount of pain that was in my mother's heart at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that pain existed until her death.
Hmm.
There was nothing she could say to me in that room that would comfort me, and there was surely nothing I could say that would comfort her.
Mm-hmm.
Until her dying day, we could never talk about my blindness.
Hmm.
It was too difficult for both of us.
Mm. Mm.
So that was the way I started my new life.
Sandy, did you have any accomplishments under your belt by the time she died so that she could, of course, she knows anyway now that she's off planet, but that in the physical, you know, third dimension reality, that she could actually glean some respite from the fact that beyond your blindness, you are an incredible soul that was destined to do incredible things. Was she able to witness that?
I would like to think so.
Mm-hmm.
She died in 1999 at the age of 84.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were countless times that we got together.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many times when I would invite her to lunch with the clear decision to talk about blindness.
Mm-hmm.
When we would sit across from each other at the table, I just couldn't bring myself to doing it because I knew, as sure as I knew anything, that this would be too painful for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Open the wounds that were opened originally in Sinai Hospital the day I went blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I recently, this was after the book was published, I happened to read a lyric from Samuel Barber. And he said, which seemed to bring into focus my own situation and summarize it way better than I could. He said, "Ah, sore was the suffering borne by the body of Mary's son. Sore still to him was the grief which for his sake came upon his mother." And that resonated with me because that's who I was in that day in Detroit.
Well, one of the astounding things, and one of the things that everybody can relate to, is the strengths of, aside from your family bonds, the strengths of your friendship, not only with the woman who became your wife, and, you know, you've been together for over 60 years, apparently, but Art Garfunkel, who was a roommate in college. So how did they react, I mean, differently than your mother?
Well, Sue was a young girl, which you may recall from the book. When I first saw her in middle school, I fell in love with her instantly. Unfortunately, for a few years, she didn't reciprocate that. So to me, she was like Petrarch's Beatrice, a long-distance relationship, admiring her all the time. And then finally, we were able to get married and live, I would like to think, a very constructive and positive life, and trying to make as many contributions to the public weal as we could. I always have the lurking question, might I have been able to survive the ordeal of going blind without the presence of Sue at my side, physically at times and spiritually at other times? I would have to say categorically not. When my love for her was sparked, one spark on that one unforgettable day, might my life have evolved into being one that was joy to live? That I cannot imagine.
You know, one of the things that was I really got from the book, that your friends were like Art Garfunkel on that day that you ventured out in the city on your own to make it back to ostensibly for an appointment at Columbia. On your own, stumbling through the city, you know, bumping into things, bumping into people, but ultimately finding your way. He allowed you, even though he followed, you know, as you referred to him as one of your angels, even though they followed you, they kept an eye on you, you didn't know they were there, and they allowed you to make your way. And, you know, that was, most people, you know, aren't good enough friends to allow you to do that. And so I thought that was part of an astounding story.
Yeah, most people would jump in and want to rescue you or anyone in a condition where they thought it was painful and difficult and challenging. That's sort of where we live in that particular pattern. But to allow someone to find themselves is beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of us have survived as parents, when we ultimately get to the point where we can let our children go because we have that faith and trust that they can handle it, you know, and until we allow them and see them that way, well, you know, maybe they don't do quite as well. So when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Sanford D. Greenberg about Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power PH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power PH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in today with us here on Conscious Talk. And I hope that all of you are listening. You're really in the vibration of appreciation and the blessings that we're getting today on this show from this particular soul who is remarkable and beautiful and is blessing us with his life and his inspiration. And Sandy, to that point, I have to ask, have you ever realized how you have blessed and how you continue to bless us all. And obviously, you came in with amazing support, a lot of angels around you. You must understand that you signed up this lifetime to allow us the actual pleasure of your magnificence. Do you understand that?
Unfortunately, my view is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the many people I encountered on this path I've been traveling have been, as I said in the book, angels to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been continuous, decade after decade after decade.
Mm-hmm.
These are people, starting with Sue and Arthur and Jerry Spire, my other roommate. Without them and the people, for example, all the people who read to me,
mm-hmm.
various institutions.
It didn't make you any... In fact, what I'm trying to get across here to you, Sandy, is you attract that, and you can't attract it unless you are it, because energy is energy. Vibration is vibration. You carry this angelic, deeply soulful vibration that attracts other angels to you. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
I'd like to believe it.
Okay.
And, to the extent that anyone benefits from me or what I've been doing, mm-hmm. then that would be a blessing to me.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it is, and we are, and everyone has been, and, you know, I can't make it any plainer, so you are a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah, and look, one of the things that's been said about you is that you're able to envision where others merely see, particularly when it comes to philanthropy. So what is it that's driving your passion?
My passion, I can refer back to the first question you asked me about my family, because here in the United States, I walk around in freedom while members of my family perished in Europe under circumstances that were quite the opposite of free.
Mm.
And so I live under an unspoken and unwritten mandate to reciprocate that gift of freedom,
mm-hmm.
by serving the public,
mm-hmm.
the public interest, and the common good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That gives me the passion, the desire to help change the world in a very small way.
Mm-hmm.
But since we all ought to be making our contribution for this, because we have this incredible life of ours.
Yes.
That's where my passion comes from.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want everybody to read the book. It is Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend. You're going to find these incredible stories in there, recognize so much of our history, find out about how Sandy created, as a business person, some incredible, an incredible machine that to this day helps blind people. We thank you so much for your service, as it were, because this is what we feel is so much needed now and in the future.
And thank you, Sandy, for blessing all of us with your presence and who you are. And folks, we'll be right back.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, Nutrition beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hada Yubi Moisturizer combine Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. O'Hara's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. And, you know, wasn't that that incredible, you know, just a heartfelt connection? You know, we're sorry that sometimes the phone connection wasn't so great. It was in the middle of a thunderstorm on the East Coast and certain things cut out. But Sandy Greenberg, when you get to read his book, Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend, you're going to realize what a humble person he is for the level of accomplishments. I mean, he was an advisor to presidents. He was created one of the first tech companies that allowed the space program to happen. He's, you know, involved in the world of medicine, particularly when it comes to blindness. He put together a challenge for this year to try to end blindness. He's giving out a $3 million prize, you know, for... let's see what I can
read
about that.
Someone who can invent something.
Yeah, to help with blindness. Yes. I mean, he himself had invented an incredible machine. That was a it was a compressed language machine. In other words, ahead of its time. And I think I ran into something like this when my father lost his speech. It was the same kind of technology, but for speaking.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And in this case, it was for, translating written words into spoken words and, you know, the kind of things that we take for granted today. And it was a compressed speech machine, and it was a game changer for millions of blind people.
Yes. And, you know, Rob, beyond all his accomplishments.
Right.
I felt like I was in the presence, truly,
yeah,
of an angelic being.
I know.
And I hope all of you were able to get that feeling from this beautiful, humble soul. It made me really tear up.
Yeah. We tend to judge people by their accomplishments, and he never did.
Never.
You know, that was the most important thing. He was very... And I think for all of those, going through adversity now, and for all of those that have been through adversity, if you can embrace that adversity as a gift, as you know, he did. He got to that point. You know, everybody gets their pity party for a short while, but those that can rise above it and put together their perception of the world, even though he couldn't see it, it never stopped him.
Right.
You know, and it was funny. One of the things in the book that he talked about was, well, he was given the opportunity to have a seeing eye dog and the opportunity to be trained for a cane and those kind of things. And he never, he didn't want to do that.
You know,
it's like, I don't want to be viewed with pity. I don't want people to understand I'm a blind person. Even though people would understand because he was the, you know, if he walked slow, you would not know he was blind. But if he has to walk faster, well, sometimes he's going to walk into things, you know.
Right.
But he never let that kind of adversity stop him. And what was important about the book to me was, and what he talked about was similar to what he talks about in this interview, the people, the love, the soul connection.
Mm-hmm.
The people becoming, one of the stories was about Art Garfunkel, who actually had studied to be an architect. And when he started being an architect, he said, you know, I don't really like doing this. My joy is music, because he used to just love singing, you know, and playing his guitar, etc. And he and Paul Simon grew up down the block from each other and had a little band in high school. And they kind of got back together in college.
And, you know, this is the kind of thing where we get to really see as an example of a life, what we call well-lived. We can take examples from this person from every page of this book and allow it to seep into ourselves, allow it to bring us up, allow it to inspire us, allow us to see what it's like. Basically, Rob, I would say to live with an egoless or a healthy ego that really understands that this is a soulful being, that this being is not being judged, not judging himself by what he accomplishes, but by what he gives back.
Right.
And that's really been basically what we've been driving at for almost 19 years on this show, is what it means to participate, folks, in a world where you're contributing. And when you contribute, what it does is it comes full circle and comes back to you, and it gives back.
Yeah. It's kind of like at the end of life, you know, as they say, you don't remember the time, you know, you don't care about the time spent in the office or whatever. But you do care about what you gave versus what you got.
And the relationships you formed along the way, which to Sandy have been remarkable. And he carries them as huge blessings and gifts in his life. And he honors them.
Yeah. Well, it's like as a young man, he and his wife, you know, worked in the White House for President Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was a White House fellow as a 25-year-old. And they lived.
And he was blind.
And he was blind. Right. And he had gotten, you know, come back from all of his studies where he was very accomplished and where everybody told him he couldn't do it. But of course he did. And the angels that he referred to were people that actually read the text to him. And he had to record every lecture. And then, and, you know, and people reading books for him and then listening to the recordings. This guy slept like 4 hours a night. Did this for years because he wanted to learn so much. And then, you know, his stories about being in the White House weren't about those kind of political contributions or who won what. It was what the people were like.
Right.
You know, how he felt about President Johnson, you know, this kind of thing. And everybody recognized that he was like a light there at that time. And he was the one that didn't get it, you know, just as he kind of expressed. You know, so it's very interesting when you, I mean, to have the foreword by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was his neighbor living at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, where they lived when they were younger. You know, Art Garfunkel writing an introduction. They were best, and they continued the friendship throughout life. You know, and just, you know, they're amazing stories, but what I took from it, I had a hard time actually trying to come up with questions for him, because all I wanted to do was just, you know, kind of emote on gee, all the things I could connect with, as opposed to here are the 10 steps to being something, or this is how you do something.
Yeah.
He was and is an expression of being.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he followed his heart. You know, he did do. He did his first year at Harvard Law School, and then decided, no. He took the year off to go and be working the White House, but then never went back because he wasn't going to be a lawyer. He got involved in other things early in the space program, early in trying to help blind people. And what does he end up? He ends up as the chairman of the Board of Governors of John Hopkins. I mean, hello.
And you know, Rod, he was really the, what's the word I want to say? He was a soulful philanthropist.
Yeah,
he really was. And right. And he gave from the heart and gave from the soul. He really,
and
for me,
and continues to do
and
that.
Continues.
Yeah.
And for me, he really almost changed the meaning of a philanthropist because of who he is and how he gives so freely. And folks, it's all about love. It really is.
Yeah.
If you could wrap it up in one word, it's all about the love of who we all are at the core of our being.
Yeah, I think that's the model that, you know, the old model of philanthropy was you do whatever it takes. No matter who you step on, et cetera, to make your pile of money. And then when you die,
you give it away.
And we've seen this new model of make a lifetime of service, and it will also serve you. But that's what's going to fill your heart.
So, folks, if you do nothing else, and we've done over 2,000 individual interviews, what I'm asking of all of you today is to allow this particular interview to seep into your cells, into your soul, into your heart, and really allow it what it's due and what it will give to you in return. And we want to thank all of you for listening. As always, have this beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more, or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.